Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, next week, the governor will be announcing what he wants to do in the coming year as far as state spending. It's one of those things that's pretty controversial because last year's plan never seemed to be completely implemented thanks to the governor's veto. So what's going on here?
Yes, despite the fact that the governor signed a budget at the end of December, 87% of the budget, he nevertheless vetoed 13% of the state budget, leaving over $6 billion unresolved. Notwithstanding, he will be appearing this coming week in a joint session of the House and Senate to prepare and deliver his budget address for the next fiscal year. So that will be very interesting, to say the least, as the current year's budget is not yet completed. There is a belief he will focus on many of the same priorities. In a preview of his address, Governor Wolf wants an additional $200 million in education dollars for the state's 500 school districts, on top of his proposed $377 million for the rest of 2015-16. We did pass over $400 million of additional education dollars as a part of our budget in December. However, he vetoed over $3 billion of education money, thereby creating much confusion and controversy. This is another request that the governor is making and will be continuing to make as we go on with the budget hearings that will ensue over the next month or so. For the past decade, we've made some historic investments in education with more state money than ever before to Pennsylvania schools, while also being mindful of the taxpayer and not insisting upon the $5 billion tax increase. We actually rejected that for the first year of Governor Wolf's budget proposal and actually would have resulted in a $12 to $13 billion tax increase had we approved his budget proposals earlier in the year. So he would have raised that with various sales and income taxes, as well as a new severance tax on the gas industry. So we're going to have an ongoing concern with protecting taxpayers while also balancing that with trying to have a fiscally responsible, balanced budget going forward for the next fiscal year.
And of course, it's not all bad news on the financial front. I understand that there have been some grants that have come through for some local projects.
Yes, two state grants were recently awarded under the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources Community Conservation Partnership Program to entities in my district recently, and specifically both of those state grants were awarded in Tioga County. Blossburg Borough will receive a $184,100 grant to rehabilitate and further develop Island Park in Blossburg Borough. Work will include construction of a nature play area, parking area, and rain garden, installation of play equipment with required safety surfacing, renovation of tennis courts along with ADA access, landscaping, project sign, and other related site improvements. Nelson Township will receive $44,300 to rehabilitate and further develop Nelson Park in Nelson Township. Work will include installation of play equipment with required safety surfacing and ADA access, landscaping, project sign, and other related site improvements. Congratulations to all those involved in these worthy projects in Blossburg Borough and Nelson Township.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.